Neil, disappointing result today against Zimbabwe, but you yourself bowled fairly well, conceding just 8 runs in the first 5 overs.
Yep. No, it was coming out well at the start, and I'm obviously disappointed with the result, but I'm happy enough with my own performance. But obviously, the team comes first, and got it.
Yeah, Ireland have tried a few options as your opening partner, but none of them really worked.
Well, I think it always used to be me and Niall McDarby opening the ball in 13s, 15s, 17s, and they've opted to open my own now, and I don't think maybe it's a good decision. And maybe they'll talk about that in their meetings and decide maybe me and Niall should be opening.
Yeah, some might find it strange that the fact you only bowled 5 overs. Why is it you're not bowling more?
Well, basically at the start, I was feeling good. It was obviously it's hard in them conditions, the heat. But I was feeling good, and after my fourth, they asked me could I do one more, and I says yep, no problem. 5 overs finished, and towards the middle of the game, Breen was trying to get the message on to bowl me more during the second power play. But Owen was happy with the spinners, the way they were going. They were slowing the run rate right down, and the overs were ticking quickly. And at the end, I was supposed to come on, but Andy Pointer got 2 quick wickets, and that sort of kept me off at the end, or I would have bowled a few at the end there.
It was a great fielding performance today. I mean, you took a good catch yourself, and I think Gary Wilson took the catch of the tournament. It will be the catch of the tournament. You must be happy with your fielding.
Definitely, but because in the 2 warm-up games, the coaches weren't too happy with our fielding. But today I thought we really dug deep in the field, and I think we done well to keep them to what we did, 215.
Yeah.
Gary was outstanding, his commitment. It's cutting down runs, he's saving so many runs. I think it was fantastic.
I think he even impressed the Zimbabweans, they were clapping him off.
I'm sure, definitely, because it was top class, top drawer.
The batting wasn't so good now, I mean, only 97 runs. What went wrong there, do you think?
All the credit must go to Zimbabwe, first of all. I thought their opening bowler was fantastic. He had figures of 3 for 15 off 9 overs. I thought he maybe should have got man of the match, to be honest, because the guy got man of the match didn't look the best of batsman, to be honest with you.
Took a long time for his run.
He did, 95 balls for his 50, I think. So, no, but overall, I think obviously disappointed the way we batted. Once you get off to a bad start, it's really hard to get back into it again, and losing our first couple of batsmen bravely early is really nice to see.
But looking ahead now, you've got a great game against England coming up on Wednesday. You must be looking forward to that. Oh, a chance geez. To make a name for yourself.
Oh, I can't wait. I really can't. Play the old enemy. I'm really looking forward to it. Everyone on the team's looking forward to it, and we all think we're capable of beating them. On our day, I think we could beat most teams around the world, and really, we're all looking forward to it. We know we're going to give it 100%.